Give Ollie a call.
133 882.
Let's talk.
At 10 after 4, the Committee for Perth's produced a series of case studies in the What We Thought Would Kill Us. Now, they look at developments which were initially rejected by the community, but they've gone on to be embraced. And today's report looks at alfresco dining, the idea of sitting outside. It's pretty good. I think we all like it. Marion Fulker, CEO of Committee for Perth, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie.
Sitting outside and having a meal hasn't killed us yet, Marion.
No, it certainly hasn't. But gee, it was a hard-fought battle, and it was in two stages. You know, firstly, we might let you sit outside, and then years later, we might also let you have a drink.
Take us back, Marion. When did all the drama start?
Well, we had migrants come to our shores who had come from Mediterranean climates, and they just really couldn't understand why you couldn't eat and drink outside. And so I'm sure many listeners would recall Papa Luigi's Cafe on the Fremantle Strip. And the owner, Nunzio Gamina, every day used to put chairs, tables and umbrellas out, and patrons would come, and then along would come the council inspector and say it's unlawful, flies landing on food could make people sick. And also, how come you're using the pavement? Because this is a public thoroughfare and now all of a sudden you're making money out of it. So Nunzio had a very large fight on his hands. And in the end, we've ended up with very vibrant outdoor dining, not just in Fremantle, but across Perth and WA, all thanks to him.
We can laugh about it now, Marion, but that was the biggest issue in what the late 70s, early 80s of many council inspectors. I'll tell you what, they'd be wondering what they're up to these days.
And look, wasn't it a godsend during COVID? I know in other cities, the only way you could get a meal or even a beer was to have it outside, even in very cold climates. So people were standing around in parkas under mushroom heaters, and that was the only way they could recreate with a crowd. So lucky we broke that nut before we had to. But the Perth colony had been quite unsanitary, and we had had a lot of disease spread. And so public health laws got very tight in order to protect us as a community, but then they didn't relax once we got the fly population under control, once we got disease management and vaccinations and all sorts of other things. And so the laws didn't keep pace with actually how we were living and how we were looking after our own health.
If you look at what Nunzio did as well, I mean, it started off that cappuccino strip there in Fremantle. There wouldn't be too many Perth cafes or restaurants or places you go to these days, Marion, without an alfresco option.
Absolutely. And I think we actually crave them. This idea of being in this convivial vibrant, sort of hustling, bustling. And on the front cover of the report, we've got a great picture of a cafe, and there are more people outside than there are inside because it's a warm summer's day and pretty much everyone's also got a glass of wine.
And as you say, that's the second round of the controversy. Not only could you not eat outside, but then the idea, oh, you can have a drink outdoors as well.
And we have the America's Cup to thank for that. So there was a lot of debate in Parliament. We went back into Hansard at the time. And the idea that we could eat outside, yeah, we could probably get our minds around that, but, you know, the drinking, nah, maybe not. And it was a very hard-fought battle. And they said, OK, let's do a trial during the America's Cup. And one of the parliamentarians stood up and he said, visitors would just expect this. Like, we're going to look backward if we don't allow it. And, of course, it was a very successful trial, very well embraced by locals, and we didn't want to give it up.
No, and neither we should. You've done a bunch of these case studies at the moment, as we say, on these ideas we thought would kill us, including the passenger rail, the bell tower, the Hillary's Boat Harbour, the arena, the Raffles Waterfront Development, the Graham Farmer Freeway, Northbridge Tunnel, and Old Swan Brewery. And, Marion, I think in the end, despite people's objections, most people would say, gee, I'm glad that these were developed.
Absolutely. And I think many people would recall Hillary's and people laying down in front of bulldozers. That's how controversial that was. The bell tower now, we say, wish it was bigger, particularly now Elizabeth Quay is being developed. The Perth Arena, despite it potentially looking like a squashed beer can, it's very popular and, you know, one of the top 25 venues in the world for performers and on the concert list of must-play destinations. The one on passenger rail, though, Ollie, was really interesting because that was people power. So locomotives were taking passengers from Perth to Fremantle, and the government of the day decided that they wanted to close it down. And a local Fremantle resident, Professor Peter Newman, was one of those people who was a long-haired hippie at the time, protesting and saying, you can't take our public transport away. And in the end, we ended up with an electrified system, and where would we be without it?
Yeah, very good questions. Marion, on a personal note, you're departing the Committee of Perth, Committee for Perth?
I am. A very hard decision to make, Ollie. It's the best job in Western Australia, I reckon.
Then why are you going?
Well, I've been there for 16 years. And as I was saying to your producer, Michelle, I think I've run out of every scathingly brilliant idea I can have for the Committee for Perth. But I'm incredibly fortunate that I'm on the Board of Infrastructure Australia, so serving the federal government, and I also chair Perth Zoo. So I am not going to be idle. And we've also welcomed a grandson into the family on Saturday.
Fantastic.
So I'm going to be doing lots of cuddling.
Ah, half your luck. Well, Marion, we've really appreciated your time and your contributions as well to our program since I've been behind the microphone, and I wish you all the very best.
Thank you very much, Ollie.
That's Marion Fulker, the CEO, Committee for Perth. Over to you, 133882. Let's put them under the microscope. The Bell Tower, Perth's passenger rail, Hillary's Boat Harbour, Perth Arena, the Raffles Waterfront Development, the Graham Farmer Freeway, the Northbridge Tunnel, the Old Swan Brewery, and Alfresco Dining. What projects do you remember there being massive opposition to, but you think, you know what, they're okay now. I'm glad that they were developed. I'm glad they were constructed. I still reckon there's a little bit of controversy around the Bell Tower. I don't reckon everybody's on board with the Bell Tower. And maybe it's because of the extra development now around the Bell Tower and what we see at Elizabeth Quay. But you tell me, 133882, you're glad that these projects hit the go button. Bell Tower, passenger rail, Hillary's Boat Harbour, Perth Arena, Raffles Waterfront Development, the Graham Farmer Freeway and the Northbridge Tunnel, the Old Swan Brewery. And how about our opposition to Alfresco Dining? It's part of the West Australian lifestyle to be able to have a meal outdoors. 133 882 is the talkback number. We'll take your feedback next at 17 past 4.